Relevant Radio presents today's Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Cathedral of St. Paul in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our beautiful Cathedral of St. Paul. We especially welcome any visitors who are with us here today, as well as those who are praying with us around the Archdiocese, even around the world, via live stream or Relevant Radio. Our Mass on this memorial of St. Paul of the Cross is offered for Dan and Kitty Mazzara. Our entrance antiphon can be found on page 303 of Magnificat. I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except for Jesus Christ and Him crucified. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So, my sisters and brothers, as we gather here this morning, let us begin by thinking about all the blessings we've been given, including the blessings of our bodies. And then the ways that we've sadly used those bodies instead of for their purpose of love, but for sin. But let us not be ashamed, but instead, in our guilt, turn over our guilt to the Lord and ask for His mercy and His forgiveness.
You were sent to heal the contrite heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You come to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You sit at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. May the priest St. Paul, whose only love was the cross, obtain for us your grace, O Lord, so that urged on more strongly by his example, we may each embrace our own cross with courage through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, sin must not reign over your mortal bodies, so that you obey their desires. And do not present the parts of your bodies to sin as weapons for wickedness, but present yourselves to God as raised from the dead to life, and the parts of your bodies to God as weapons for righteousness. For sin is not to have any power over you, since you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? Of course not. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that although you were once slaves of sin, you have become obedient from the heart to the pattern of teaching to which you were entrusted. Freed from sin, you have become slaves of righteousness. The word of the Lord. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Had the Lord not been with us, let Israel say, had the Lord not been with us when men rose up against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their fury was inflamed against us. Then would the waters have overwhelmed us. The torrent would have swept over us. Over us then would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord, who did not leave us a prey to their teeth. We were rescued like a bird from the fowler's snare, Broken was the snare, and we were freed. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
Alleluia, alleluia. Stay awake, for you do not know when the Son of Man will come. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. And truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparation nor act in accordance with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord.
So those last words that Deacon Phil proclaimed, "Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." So those have been words that have been particularly resonated in my heart over the years, the importance of the stewardship of the talents we've been given. So often when I think of those, I think of the blessings that God has given me in life, the blessing of a good family, the blessing of many talents, the blessings of our Catholic faith, the blessings of living in probably the greatest country in the history of the world in so many different ways. All of us have been given much. One thing that I don't think of too much often, though, when I think of that, is another blessing that we've been given and that to which we are to steward is our bodies. Our bodies are a blessing. Angels don't have bodies. And our bodies and our souls are connected in humans in ways that are unique among any other creature. St. John Paul the Great, who will be celebrating on Friday, he had some beautiful insights on this that he shared with us in his first years as Pope that have been brought together in what's now called the Theology of the Body. Those lectures are primarily geared towards our sexuality, but I think there are lessons, if you read it, which is super important, but it extends beyond, it can be read beyond just our sexuality. Our bodies are how, and his kind of fundamental anthropology is understanding that our bodies is how we express what's in our souls. So God has given us bodies to express what's in our hearts. First and foremost, God asks us to express our love through our bodies. After all, isn't that what we're called to as Christians, first and foremost, to love. To love by giving of ourselves to the other for the sake of the other. Now, of course, that is most powerfully expressed in the great gift of our sexuality. And in fact, that is the way in which we're most like God. That is the way that we cooperate with Him. We can cooperate with Him to create an eternal soul. It's a way that we can most give of ourselves intimately to another person and to express love. But as we know, we are fallen. And so as we think now about the first reading that Daniel proclaimed for us, we hear that our bodies can be either weapons for righteousness or weapons for wickedness. So how can our bodies be weapons for righteousness or wickedness? Well, I just talked about one of those areas, our sexuality. It's the way that we can most express love for someone, but it's also perhaps the way that we can most wound someone and cause the most damage, the most wickedness. We can think as well as our mouths. Our mouths are how we can proclaim the truth of God, how we can bring others to God. They are how we can encourage others and help them grow in hope as they're struggling with the difficult things in life. But also how much damage can be done when our mouths are used not in love, but rather to hurt or in hate or in lies. How did we first go off track? It was by lies. Who is the father of lies? The devil. Our mouths can be used for love. They can be used for evil. And finally, in our fallen selves, we all suffer in our bodies, which is perhaps why we don't necessarily think of them always as being blessings. But yet Jesus has taught us that even in our suffering, there is power. That is how he saved us. That is what we have on the cross there. And today we celebrate a saint, St. Paul of the Cross, whose whole mission was about contemplating the sufferings of Christ and offering up his sufferings and penitence as he served the poor. That melding of the sufferings and action that Jesus showed for us. And returning back to again the saint of our time, St. John Paul the Great, one of my favorite quotes of his, and it was spoken with respect to the horrible Bosnian War, the horrible civil war on the former Yugoslavia. His quote is, "Nothing is more powerful that sacrifice joined to prayer is the most powerful force in human history." That even in our bodies and in our hurts and our sufferings and our lacks, there can be great power when our bodies are used for love. So my sisters and brothers in Christ, as we gather here this morning, as we take stock of the various blessings that God has given us, the blessings of our faith, the blessings of our talent, the blessings of our relative material wealth, the blessings of our bodies. May we consider how it is that we are stewards of those, how it is that we use all of those things, including our bodies, as weapons for righteousness, that if there's any ways in which we use them as weapons for wickedness, that we not cower in shame, but instead turn to the Lord, asking for his mercy, remembering that he died in his body to give us that mercy and that love. May we consider that line, "Much shall be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." Please now use your body to rise, to give glory to God as we turn to him in prayer. With hope-filled trust and faith, we present these our needs to our merciful Father.
For Pope Francis and Archbishop Hepta and all bishops, may God grant them the courage to lead us in faith. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all engaged in evangelization, by the virtue of their baptism, may lay people in men be witnesses of a life that is flavored of the gospel. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a greater respect for human life, may we never tire of proclaiming the sanctity of all human life, from the moment of conception to natural death. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, may they be received into everlasting life and joy. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Father, look with love upon your children. May we follow your Son in purity of heart. We make these prayers in faith and humility through Christ our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Look upon the sacrificial gifts we offer, Almighty God, in commemoration of St. Paul of the Cross, and grant that we who celebrate the mysteries of the Lord's Passion may imitate what we now enact through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as on the festival of St. Paul of the Cross, you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthen her by the example of his holy life, teach her by his words of preaching, and keep her safe in answer to his prayers. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant,
which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Bernard, our Bishop, Andrew, his assistant, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. And may the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
For those unable to receive Holy Communion, we offer the following prayer. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Our communion antiphon. We proclaim Christ crucified, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Let us pray. O God, who in St. Paul have wonderfully made known the mystery of the cross, graciously grant that drawing strength from the sacrifice, we may cling faithfully to Christ and labor in the church for the salvation of all, through Christ our Lord. Thank you all for being here today. For those of you here present in the cathedral, if you wish to continue your time of prayer, you're welcome to join Deacon Phil in the St. Joseph Chapel as we pray morning prayer. For those, as a reminder, we are now starting the fifth week of the Synod Small Groups here at the cathedral. I believe they're at 7 o'clock tonight's Wednesday night session is 7 o'clock tonight. There'll be a session on Friday at 1 o'clock and Saturday morning at 7:30. Now we're moving to the third focus area, the importance of youth and young adults, and how do we help youth and young adults to come to know and love Jesus. That was kind of the biggest thing we heard during the parent listening events 2 years ago, is what's on people's hearts. So please come and share your ideas and talk about what's happening. And may the Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
Listening to today's Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Cathedral of St. Paul in St. Paul, Minnesota. This has been a presentation of Relevant Radio.